Now let us look at the company meetings as to how it is conducted and what is to be done. Now for the proper functioning of any organization or association, the holding of meetings periodically to discuss the matters of common concern and decisions is essential. And every working, every authority given to someone else, every such action of the company or the board of directors have to be recorded by way of minutes of meeting, and there has to be a resolution. Now a meeting can be defined as a gathering or assembling of two or more persons in particular place to discuss lawful business of common concern and take decisions in form of resolution on the basis of opinion expressed by members or who are present at the meeting. Now what are the different kind of meetings? The shareholder meetings could be statutory meetings, annual general meeting, extraordinary general meeting, class meeting, and these are shareholders meeting. When it comes to directors meeting, it is meetings of the board of directors, meeting of the committee. There are various committees which are appointed in the company for the better working of the company, so they are meeting. Creditors meeting, it could be meetings of the debenture holders, meeting of the creditors otherwise than in the winding up, and meetings of creditors and contributors in a winding up. So this is a tree chart of the meetings. So there are three categories: shareholders meetings, that is the members meeting, directors meetings, and the shareholders meetings, the creditors and contributors meeting. Okay, now the shareholders meeting could be classified into general meetings and class meetings. A class meeting would be statutory meetings, annual general meeting, and extraordinary general meeting. These extraordinary general meetings, the circumstances are defined under the act, as well as it is also given under the articles of association. Now directors meetings are again two. There is board of directors meeting and the meeting of the committee of directors, the committees which are formed for different functionings of the companies. And when there is creditors and contributory meeting, there are three types. One, the debenture holders, the creditors, otherwise when there is no winding up, and the creditors and contributories during the winding up of the company. Now let us look at the provisions of the Companies Act. What is required for a valid meeting? Now if there are any irregularity in the procedure followed for convening and conducting a meeting, the proceedings of that meeting are not valid and the decisions therefore will not be binding on the company, okay, or even the shareholders if it is going against the interest of the shareholder. So meeting should be validly held. When a valid meeting, when one says that the meeting is to be validly held, the procedures that are given under the Companies Act has to be followed. Now what are the essentials of a valid meeting? Let us look at it. Any valid meeting must be properly convened as per the provisions of the Companies Act and the articles of the companies, articles of association of the companies. It should be convened by the proper authority, that is the person who is authorized by the act or the articles. Now wherever there is disparity in terms of the articles and the act, okay, article says one thing but act does not permit that, then act will prevail. Please remember that. Okay, then the notice has to be given with respect to the holding of the meeting, and it should be sent to all the persons who are entitled to receive the notice. This notice should mention all the details as to the agenda, what is the agenda of the meeting, when is the meeting, the time of the meeting, the place of the meeting. It should be properly constituted, okay. For example, so when we say that the meeting has to be properly constituted, the quorum of the members, there should be, if the meeting requires 2/3, so the 2/3 members have to be present, okay. The meeting should be presided over by the person who is elected as the chairman of the company, and there should be an agenda for the meeting. Now chairman of meetings. A chairman is a person who has been designated or elected to act as a guide and to preside over and conduct the proceeding of the meeting. in that sense, he is a chief authority at the meeting. He heads the meeting and controls and regulates the speeches of the members in the meeting. It is his responsibility to maintain the order and decorum in the meeting, and that is the reason why he has the power and authority over from the meeting itself. Now, what are the rules for discussion or debate in a meeting? The business of the meeting should be taken up in the same order as has been given in the agenda. The agenda is given in the notice. Okay. In the meeting, when the discussion takes place, all remarks related to the topic under discussion should be addressed to the chair. Only one person should speak at a time, and it is the chairman's prerogative to decide the order of the speaker. A motion which is rejected by the meeting should not be allowed to be brought forward again in the same meeting, but it can be brought up in the subsequent meeting with an agenda notice given. Now, during the discussion, point of order may be raised by any person, and the chairman's ruling on this point of order will be final and binding on all. Now, meeting of board of directors. Now, the directors are representatives of shareholders, and the directors are responsible for overall supervision of and management of the company. Okay, there are certain directors who are also concerned with the day-to-day affairs of the company, and there might be at times when they become individually liable when they are, if they, for example, in check bouncing cases, if they are, it is shown that they are concerned with the day-to-day affair, even they are made a party to the criminal complaint. So they have to meet at regular interval, once in a fortnight or once in a month, to discuss and decide matters relating to the company. Now, usually the article fixes the dates of this board meeting, for example, on the 1st of every month or the 16th of the month. But and again, the act also lays down that meetings of the director must be held once in 3 months or 4 meetings in a year. However, they may meet very often if there is a necessity. Now, meeting of the directors, as I said, are representatives, and the Companies Act has laid down the meetings of directors, which have to be held in 3 or 4 months. And let us look at the general powers of the board. Okay. Now, subject to the provisions of the Companies Act, the board of directors of a company is entitled to exercise all such powers and perform all such act as has they have been authorized under the Memorandum of Association and Articles of Association. Now, as I said earlier, that the notice to hold the board meeting is to be given. This notice cannot be just randomly saying that, look here, we are giving. It has to be within a prescribed time, which should not be less than 7 days. And the notice should specify the date, time and place of the meeting. This notice should be sent to all the directors by either hand delivery or electronic means or by post. Okay. And the agenda should also be clearly set out in the notice. Now, annual general meeting. The Companies Act lays down that every company, whether it is a public company or a private company or whatever company, it must hold an annual general meeting of the shareholders every year. Okay, it is the objective of keeping this meeting is so that every shareholder gets the opportunity to know the position of the company, the working of the company. Before this AGM, the auditor's report is circulated. So if there is any clarification that is required on the auditor's report, the AGM is the place where the shareholders can get their clarifications. They can also get clarification on the annual report which is submitted by the directors. The annual general meeting is one of the most important meetings of the shareholder, because it is in this meeting that the shareholders would review the performance of the company for the past year, and they also exercise their right to appoint directors of the company. What are the business that are transacted in these AGMs? It can be ordinary business, such as appointment of directors in place of the ones who are retiring, approval of the director's report, approval of the annual accounts and the auditor's report, the appointment of auditors and fixing their remuneration, declaration of dividends. If there is any special business, such as any business which is other than the AGM, which is mentioned, would be the special business. Now, annual reports of the directors. According to Section 134 of the 2013 Act, the annual report of the directors must be attached with the balance sheet and the profit and loss account, the report of the director, the balance sheet, profit and loss account, all has to be sent to the members along with the notice of the meeting. Okay, now the report must be dated and signed by at least two directors, of one which should be the managing director. Now, annual accounts in the balance sheet. Under Section 129 of the Act, the board of directors of a company must place the audited balance sheet and profit and loss account of the company for the relevant year before the AGM. Okay, and this annual accounts, balance sheet, auditor's report, the profit and loss account, all have to be approved by the shareholders in the AGM. The Act also provides that the copy of this balance sheet should be along with the profit and loss account and the auditor's report must be sent to every member of the company and to every debenture of the holder of the at least 21 days before the scheduled date of the meeting. The objective is because when these are done, the shareholders and the debenture holders will be able to go ahead and look at and analyze the balance sheet of the company. Now, chairman's speech. The director's report, which is prepared to meet the legal requirements, may not reveal all the details about the state of affairs of the company and its prospect. Therefore, even though it is not required by the law, it has become customary for the chairman of the company to make a speech or address the shareholders at the AGM. The board, after taking decision to hold AGM, authorized the company secretary to prepare and issue the notice. Now, this issue, a notice, as mentioned earlier, must specify that the meeting is an annual general meeting to be held as per Section 96, and the notice must also state the fact that the members are entitled to appoint proxies to attend and vote on their behalf. The notice must be accompanied by all the relevant documents, such as annual accounts, balance sheets with auditor's report, director reports, proxy forms, admission card, etc. This notice should be sent to each member, shareholders, debenture holders, and whoever is required to attend the meeting and are entitled to receive the meeting at least 21 days before the date of the meeting. A public notice of the meeting is also required to be published in the daily newspaper and in the leading daily newspaper. Now, the agenda of the AGM is to be prepared by the company secretary as per the instructions of the board and in consultation with the chairman. Now, applicability to the one-person company. Section 122 speaks about the one-person company and the meeting. Because it's a one-person company, it need not conduct the business of meeting as per Section 102 subsection 2 clause A. Okay, the AGM of the OPC shall be conducted as per subsection 3 of section 122. The ordinary or special resolution as per section 114 required to be passed in AGM or any other general meeting, and it is sufficient for the OPC that the resolution is communicated by member to the company and entered in the minutes book as required under section 118 of the Act and signed and dated by the member. For all the purposes, the date shall be deemed to be the date of meeting under the Act of 2013. Now, the extraordinary general meeting, a very important meeting. Now, every general meeting other than the AGM is termed as extraordinary general meeting. Now, such a meeting is generally convened for transacting some special or urgent meetings, okay, urgent business, which has to be done before the next AGM. Anything that can wait has to be done in AGM. Anything that cannot wait for the AGM is called in for working in the extraordinary general meeting. Now, who can call for such meeting? The board of directors on the requisition by the members, the requisitionist himself, or the company law board, now the NCLT. Now, requisition by the shareholders, this is how the notice will look, where the requisitionist will say that we, the undersigned, being the shareholder of the company, more than 1/10 of the paid up capital of the company and being entitled to vote, hereby require you to forfeit to proceed with to convene an extraordinary general meeting of the company for the purpose of considering here, set out the object of the meeting. It's very important that the object of the meeting is set out, and for the purpose of passing such resolution in relation to thereto, as may be thought fit, and the signature of requisitionist is given. Now, this is the requisition of, or rather the format of how the notice for extraordinary general meeting convened by the directors on requisition looks. The notice, if you see, addressed from, notice is hereby given that in pursuance of the requisition dated so and so, an AGM, the ordinary general meeting of the company, will be held on registered office. So the date, the place of the place of the meeting, the date and the time, the purpose has been given, and by order of the board, and the company secretary will sign it. Now, meetings of debenture holders. The meeting of debenture holders is called by the company to consider those matters which affects the interest of the debenture holders. For example, to vary the rate of the interest of the term or the terms of the security, or to modify the right of the debenture holders. Now, the rules and procedures for holding such meetings are usually provided in the debenture deed, and the company has to comply and ensure that when the meetings of the debenture holders is done, the notice and the agendas, etc., comply to these provisions contained in the debenture trust deed. Now, the meetings of creditors, other than in winding up, okay? Now, the meetings of the creditors can be held, creditors other than the debenture holders of the company may be held when the company proposes to make a scheme of arrangement or to effect compromise in a dispute with its creditors. So, for example, if the company is in financial difficulty, it may call for a meeting of the creditors to secure their support and for approval of any scheme for rearrangement for saving the company from financial difficulties. So, this in general, friends, was the Companies Act 2013. Thank you for your patience, and all the best.